around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, on to hour two we go, everyone. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. It's now past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, March 7th, 2026. And we're about to reconnect with a show friend to talk aviation and air shows. They're certainly events that we enjoy attending, and I'm sure many of you listening around the country do as well. So as I said to begin hour one 60 minutes ago, the United States military is now 1 week into Operation Epic Fury in Iran. Our brave men and women have been incredible at what they're accomplishing over there. They all have our full support and respect as they go about ensuring our freedoms. Our local affiliates will keep you updated on developments should they happen, and that will allow us to push forward doing what we do best here on this program.
Indeed it does. Let's get right to it to maximize our time. There are a lot of air shows in the U.S., somewhere between 200 and 250 throughout the year in North America. Joining us on the show hotline is John Cudahy. He's the CEO of the International Council of Air Shows.
John, it's been a while since we've done this on air with you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me. Good to talk with you guys this morning.
Well, good to have you aboard with us. Always enjoy these. So listen, I'll just say this. I've been watching the video of our American warbirds in action over in Iran, and John, to see the F-35s, the F-22s, the B-1s in action, it's such a sight at what these planes can do with such incredible precision, the maneuvers they make, and just how lethal an aircraft they really are. Mary and I have been to various air shows and events, love seeing all the military jets there. I've attended them with our sons as well. They're really just a great way to meet like-minded people and experience true aviation spectacles. Wings of Georgia is coming in a few weeks, the first weekend of April. The Thunderbirds are the headliner. They fly the F-16 Falcon. That's still used in military combat. Even though this is part of your job, what do you still, most enjoy about attending air shows, John?
Well, I apparently enjoyed the same thing you do. Those contemporary fighter jets of the United States military are just inspiring to watch. Awesome power, the skill and training of the pilots is just something pretty amazing. And they are the biggest draw to North American air shows as well.
Yeah, very stirring and very patriotic to see them. So, John, I want to take you south of Georgia to Lakeland, Florida, in mid-April from the 14th to the 19th. There's a huge show coming. If memory serves me correctly, it's one of the largest in the country, the Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo. Robert mentioned the F-22. I saw the F-22 Raptor, I believe, is making a showing there. What else can you share about that particular show?
Yeah, it is sort of the unofficial kickoff of the North American air show season. We have some shows before that. There are shows as early as next weekend all over the country. But the Sun and Fun air show is several days. People come from all over the country. They fly their own planes there in some cases to watch the show. And it has an unusually big group of performers, the military that you mentioned, but also a lot of civilian performers. It's kind of a showcase of what's best in our business for 4 or 5 days down there in Central Florida.
Interesting. So I know, John, you've been on with Mary and me in the past and so forth. Rudy is the co-host of the show. He's based in St. Paul, Minnesota. We have him connected with us right now. So, Rudy, anything you want to ask John?
Well, I have been meaning to go. One of my best friends here in the Twin Cities goes all the time to the EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin every June. Apparently that's quite the thing, but I have visited there and they have an amazing museum. So you don't have to just go June for the air show. I'd go there anytime.
Yeah, and not to get too specific, but it's the end of July typically, Rudy.
Oh, well, July 20th, I think. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, how does it, since I haven't been to many air shows, how does it stand up to other air shows around the country? Is it large? Is it small? I have no sense of how
huge
it fits in.
It is our 600-pound gorilla. And it's similar to Sun and Fun. It's a show that a lot of people fly their planes to from all over the world, really, in that case. It has between 600,000 and 700,000 people that attend.
Oh my goodness.
It is both It's both an air show, but also an aviation expo where people get to see airplanes, airplane components. EAA stands for Experimental Aircraft Association, and they are a group that have focused in their past on home-built airplanes. Those stories you hear about people building a airplane in their garage over 15 years and then flying it themselves eventually, those people are very active in EAA. So it's a real wide range of airplanes.
Yeah, that's an event. I know RJ has been up to that a couple times and talks about it. Listen, Mary and I remember, Mary, the Panchito that we flew that was used in the bombing of Raid.
I can't believe I got on that.
We got to
fly
up over West Point, which was phenomenal. But, you know, John, I'll take you down this path because I've heard you mention this now two different times here, because if you are a pilot listening today, you likely all know this, but I've always found it interesting that private pilots, you know, they have fly-in areas to these air shows. Is that, you know, most of them I'd like you to share with, and can they only fly into certain ones? I mean, what's the process for that?
Most shows conducted at airports have some parking for itinerant aircraft to come in, park, watch the show, and then leave after the show. Obviously, that's harder at a lakefront show like Chicago or Milwaukee. You could easily fly into a nearby airport and then travel to the waterfront. But military shows, of course, it's hard to land a civilian airplane there without getting into some trouble with the locals.
Okay.
But in almost any general aviation airport, any civilian airport, they're going to have some place where you can park your plane.
Before we wrap, let's head to the West Coast for all of our West Coast listeners. Oregon, what can you share about that show? It's coming up soon.
Yeah, it's one of our better. There throughout the summer, there are a lot of shows on the West Coast, but Oregon is one of the early ones on the in Hillsboro, Oregon. It's been around almost 40 years. It's run by an extraordinarily professional group, and they I believe they have some military participants this year as well.
So we've got Spirit of St. Louis Air Show happening June 6th to this and 7th. We'll put that in the middle of the country. We've talked about Chicago, Milwaukee, you just mentioned EAA,
Wisconsin.
Anything, you know, Mid-Atlantic, Northeast you want to throw out for our listeners there?
We've got air shows at NAS Oceana in September. We've got Thunder Over Michigan outside of Detroit is one of our better shows. The Cleveland National Air Show is right in the middle of the city on Labor Day weekend. They will have the Blue Angels this year. I want to say that show is 75 years old, maybe older than that. And it's also one of our more professional groups.
Well, listen, the year of America 250, it's a great way to go celebrate America, see all of this for sure. So, John, always nice connecting with you. Our best to you. We'll look
you
forward to staying in touch. Folks, the website, go find all the air shows near you, just airshows.aero, so it's .aero, airshows.aero. Have a great weekend, John.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, John.
All right, well, folks, share your experiences with us at air shows. Love to hear that, rmworldtravel.com/contact. All right, as we fly into this break, Bobby's going to play some important sponsor messages. Mary's laughing at me as I look across
the
book.
All right, that was great.
Like
fly that,
huh? Our focus is going to move to taxes and travel next. Tom Wheelwright's coming up.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. Stop sleeping on an old, worn-out mattress thinking it's okay. It's not, folks. Instead, make this move today. Do something that will actually improve your quality of life. Helix manufactures their mattresses right here in the USA. They ship for free directly from their facility to your door. They offer 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee. So go take the 2-minute sleep quiz and save 27% at helixsleep.com/carry. That's C-A-R-E-Y. Or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%. Or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
Now that the holidays are are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com. Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from aircraft and air shows to now taxes and travel. That's the leap we're making for today's G-Block. Show friend Tom Wheelwright is holding on the show hotline. And before we get to him, this portion of the program is sponsored by Region 7 Seas Cruises.
Lots of good news all around here. First of all, congratulations to Wes Da Silva, who was just promoted to president of Regent this week. He's been great to Robert and me on this program, and we're expecting terrific and big things from him in his new role. And we just agreed to a special itinerary for 2027 where you can all join us. It's another trip that's going to feature travel to 10 countries over 14 days. It's in July of 2027, and we're going to share all the details very soon with you.
We are very excited. That is going to be another big exclamation point for the show. You know, folks, Regent delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experiences at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge. The quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board are outstanding. There's anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no additional cost, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet laundry service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and so much more. For more information, go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. We'll also get you there.
If you're a new listener, then you're in for a treat. And if you're a longtime listener, you already know Tom Wheelwright is the type of guest that offers ways that will help everyone in this audience, from his contributions with Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, Fox News, ABC News, and more. He's the founder and CEO of Wealthability and an in-demand global contributor and speaker on taxes. He's here now for his sixth appearance with us today.
Good morning, Tom. Nice to have you back aboard for your sixth appearance with us on America's number one travel radio show.
It is always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Well, really appreciate that. All right, so certainly there's some volatility happening financially with the war in Iran that should fix itself when we win. But today, I want to begin by discussing another signature moment in the Trump 2.0 presidency. That's the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, the new tax guidelines that are now benefiting Americans nationwide. Taxes, we know, Tom, certainly can be complex. And by the way, we certainly encourage folks listening to, you know, discuss their needs with their own tax advisors because things change from state to state. Can you share some highlights that you think are most positive from the bill and ways they're impacting some people from a tax perspective?
Yeah, I think there's tons of positive from this bill. One of the most obvious, perhaps, is those who work for tips are getting a big deduction this year for some or all of their tip income. So I think that's going to be positive on a lot of people that are maybe in the lower income realm. And then I think the number one most important thing they did was make the bonus depreciation 100% permanent. And that, of course, affects you guys in the second home category. And I think that there are other ones like the opportunity zone, where you can reinvest your capital gains into opportunity zones and defer your tax for 5 years. There's certainly from a business standpoint, the research and development deduction is very, very important for anybody who does any kind of research or experimentation in their business, which actually more businesses do than ever realize. And then there are that maybe aren't quite so positive. I think there's a haircut now on charitable contributions, and that's it's a little haircut. But also the standard deduction went up. So I think that's also very positive for people. And they made the, for the small business owners, They made the qualified business income deduction permanent.
Yeah, they did, which we appreciate for sure.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Some good info there. That research and development for businesses I was unaware of. Thank you. So let's switch gears and talk about second homes in other states. We've certainly seen a good number of people in recent years move to other states or buy second homes in other states. I'm going to use where we live as an example. A lot of people here in the New York City area own a second place in Florida. We're aware of the number of days. It's around 6 months that's recommended that you stay there to establish residency, but from what I'm learning, it takes a lot more than that to establish residency.
It does.
Doesn't it? So, because the higher tax state will still want to tax you.
The high tax states
are... if you have a home there. So just talk a little bit about that.
They're going to just never let you go.
New York and California are infamous for this. They will hound you until they're satisfied. So yeah, you can't just own a home or rent a place for sure. I'd recommend you own the house in Florida. You also need to register to vote there. You can't be voting in New York and claim Florida as your home state. You need your driver's license there. Your utility bills need to be there. Mm-hmm. Here's one that's really hard for people. Your children need to go to school there. Unless you're divorced, right? And then that's different. But if you're not... your children really need to be going to school in your home state.
Well, that makes sense. I mean,
so register and vote, utilities, license.
This is
basically, you have to move to Florida.
That's kind of what they're saying. You got to move to Florida. I mean, you know, but there are some positives. You know, let's say that you did move to Florida. When you travel to New York for business, that travel's deductible if you're not an employee.
Right. Right? We work with somebody. I mean, he lives in Florida, but he does spend a lot of time in New York, and he tracks those days because a couple times he's told me, I can't come up to New York because I'll be over my limit.
Well, there's that, but remember, you also want the travel expenses to be deductible. So if you're a business owner, this is where business owners get a big preference over employees. If you're a business owner and you travel away from home, so this is the home part, right? It has to be away from home. All that travel expense is deductible as long as it's temporary travel. So you could go spend, let's say you split your time between Florida and New York. You could be spending 5 months a year in New York, and all the time you're in New York is deductible. So that's a pretty big deal for people. I've actually seen people, let me give you an example. I've actually seen people who they wanted a place in San Diego, but they didn't want the taxes of California, so they moved their home to Nevada. The tax savings from living in Nevada paid for their home in California.
Wow.
Well, and let me just ask you this, because Mary and I were just in Costa Rica and Panama back in January. So second homes, you know, we get a lot of Americans that are buying second homes overseas. Anything you want to throw out there from a tax standpoint from a foreign country?
Yeah, so there, that's a little different. So you don't get the same benefits. You don't get bonus depreciation if, let's say, you're Airbnb-ing that home. It's not travel away from home because you're not going there to do business. The only way to make it deductible is outside of renting it out, right, most of the time. And you can rent it out for – you have to rent it out. You can only use it 10% of the days you rent it. So if you rent it for 200 days, you can use it 20 days.
Okay.
Right. That's the rule, and still get the benefit of the deductions for a rental home. But if you are doing business there and you actually have to go there to do that business. So I'm like, boy, I would like if I wanted to have a place in Costa Rica, I'd set up a CPA firm in Costa Rica. That's what I would do.
You get one client, you're good to go.
Well, I mean, you know, you'd want to have more than that.
No, I'm
otherwise,
kidding.
That would, that would be considered a hobby.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't want to be under the hobby loss rule because then you'll lose your deductions. But if you legitimately set up an office there, you absolutely could treat that as a business deduction.
This is why I'm hosting this show and I'm not the CPA.
All right. We're going to give your website at the end for folks listening because your books are also very approachable and well-written. You got a lot of information for folks. Before we run out of time, we have about a minute and a half. April is not just tax day coming. The Masters is coming, which is where I believe the Augusta rule began.
Yes.
So give us the take on the Augusta rule.
It's awesome. You rent your house out for 14 days or less during the year. You don't have to pick up the income as taxable income. So a good example, Rihanna rented a house in Paradise Valley for the Super Bowl. She paid $800,000 for 10 days. That $800,000 was not taxable to the owner of the home.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. So 14 days.
14 days.
Augusta, because of the Augusta rule.
So that's a lot of people rent out
that's
for
right.
big events. Yeah.
I
mean,
they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And at that point, again, if you know that, I mean, you just stay under. But if she went to day 15, then the owners clearly, they would have had to claim that, correct?
They have claimed the whole thing.
Yeah.
They don't get 14 days free and then claim the 15th day. They have to claim all 15 days.
So you got to stay there. In this case,
stay under the 15 days.
You stay there 13 days. You go stay at a hotel for a couple nights. You come back.
Yeah,
you keep
exactly.
That's what you do.
Exactly.
Tom, listen, always a nice conversation with you. I really appreciate that very much. I do want to give folks the website for you. Again, very easy, wealthability.com, wealthability.com. Mary just mentioned those two books, and it's The Win-Win Wealth Strategy and Tax-Free Wealth, two books, so you'll have some reading. Tom will be happy to help you out, and you'll have some win-wins from
that's right.
Tom Wheelwright. Tom, thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Always happy to help.
Thank you. Always great having you.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you know, we talked to a lot of people on this show, Mary, and I got to be honest with you. Tom just gets it.
He really explains it well.
Very
so people
sense
can
guy.
He breaks it down. And yeah,
he's the kind of guy you want doing your books. That's for sure. So, all right. So, wealthability.com. Go check it out, folks. We're headed into this break. As we enter this bottom of the hour break, Amtrak is next. All aboard, everyone. This, by the way, would be a very good time to go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, and vote in those new travel polls that just went up today.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RM World Travel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by the team at MyPillow.com/carry. You know, saving you money on quality household items is what the team at MyPillow is all about. From all the years we've been partnered, the savings this audience has received from MyPillows is massive. And whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, a gift for a coworker, maybe someone at your church, or just treating yourself to quality and savings, go see for yourself just how much you'll save as a show fan on so many different products at MyPillow.com/carry. For example, the best sheets you'll ever sleep in that match anything you'll find at a high-end luxury hotel, well, that's MyPillow's Giza Dream Sheets. They're as low as $29.98. Classic MyPillows are just $14.98, while premiums are 50% off. The six-piece MyTowel Bath Set are $34.98. And smooth toe socks are 37% off as well. Kitchen towels and accessories are $9.99. They also continue to offer our audience the anti-tired drink. It's called Rev 7. It's now on sale for $19.98. And don't forget, they're absolutely delicious. 100% Arabica organic. My coffee is 50% off. So go to MyPillow.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, for all these savings. Use that code carry, and you'll get free shipping. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, there are a whole lot of ways you can celebrate America's 250th birthday by seeing our big, wide country, but one of the best might be by train. No traffic hassles, no car breakdowns, no delayed flights. Our next guest is leading Amtrak's celebration this year. In fact, his title is Lead of America 250. Welcome to the show, Kyle. This is Kyle Anderson, the lead of American 250. I know Amtrak and the 13 cities it serves are highlighting a number of themed trips from national parks to jazz, blues, and rock and roll itinerary. But what exactly is the Stars and Stripes Collection? And are these specifically designed routes in honor of our 250 years?
Thanks, Rudy. So here at Amtrak, we're so excited to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And we've got a new collection of rail journeys that link together coastlines, national parks, big cities, musical capitals, and historic sites that allow travelers to really celebrate the 250 years of America.
For example?
Oh, sure. For example, we've got the Route 66 by rail itinerary. So that one traces the road from Chicago to Los Angeles over a two-week trip. It includes overnight stays in cities like St. Louis, Albuquerque, and Williams, Arizona, as well as time at Grand Canyon National Park. And on the East Coast, we've got another option that links Boston, New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Williamsburg, and Charleston in one 13-day itinerary. So there are opportunities across America to explore our history and get out there and see America.
Now, when you say link these cities for the particular theme of each trip, does that, I mean, obviously, if it's 13 days, you're not sleeping in the train cars. Does the package include hotels in each of these cities by the stops?
Exactly. So each package includes rail travel on Amtrak, along with hotels for the overnights, sightseeing opportunities, and other activities, depending on which package you pick.
And I haven't priced them out, but are they more advantageous than, say, buying train tickets separately and paying for your own hotel?
Yeah, exactly. And so what you'll get is you'll get that package option that helps you save money, but also really save time and improve the convenience. We've got kind of the top activities for each location's already picked out for you, so you don't have to do the research.
Okay, but if you go to those events or locations, or let's say you're doing the music, the jazz, blues one, and rock and roll one, I mean, you pay for your own entry into the bar and that sort of thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So this is hotels and airfare, and train fare.
Train fare. Yes.
but are there there's specific days? In other words, you spend a specific each time and catch a specific train to the next one.
That's correct. Exactly. Yep. So when you book, you've got your entire trip already planned out with a day's worth of travel, and then an overnight, and maybe a morning checking out Hollywood in the film studios, or an afternoon checking out Chicago's architecture and art scene.
Is there any overnight staying on trains, or is it all hotels?
All hotels primarily. It depends. Well, some of the trips I think there are some that go in the overnight, but most of them will have a hotel stay for you to make it easier.
Okay. You got a favorite of all these?
You know, I think personally, being an East Coast guy, I think the Founding Fathers Trail is just really exciting opportunity. But really, I think the journey through presidential history connects Boston, gets you from the East Coast all the way to Austin, Texas, and you get to go to some presidential libraries, museums, and monuments that get you kind of into Texas.
And are we talking 3-star, 4-star hotels?
It's a variety, but you'll get your three and four. No 1 or 2-star hotels.
Okay. And is there special pricing for two? Is it per person? When I look at your website, I see prices, but I don't understand whether it's per person or per couple.
It's typically per person, but when you you can get an instant quote, or you can contact us, and you can call the 1-800-268-7252 to plan out the actual cost of the trip for multiple folks. And you can also look at doing a group.
Would you give that phone number again?
Absolutely. It's 1-800-268-7252.
As an alternative, you can see the itineraries and the prices by going to AmtrakVacations.com and searching for the Stars and Stripes Collection page. Terrific. Thank you so very much for joining us. Kyle is the man in charge of the 250th celebration for Amtrak, and we'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%. Or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by Bath Planet. You know, with spring coming, why not let us help you transform your bathroom with some beautiful quality? A trusted leader in bathroom renovation is Bath Planet, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, which is a symbol of quality and consumer confidence, for more than 100 years. Right now, you can get, listen to this, one half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's a tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub to shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Call to schedule your free, no obligation consultation, and their design experts will come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. Then their certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. Again, right now you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation, or you can choose 18 months with no interest in payments. But you do need to get this special now. Call Bath Planet at 800-390-5455. That's 1-800-390-5455. One more time, the number is 800-390-5455. Do call before this offer ends. Well, depending on where you live, not where I am in my Minnesota right now, but you may be somewhere where the temperatures are more mild, your thoughts may have turned to spring. And where I spent most of my adult life, living in Washington, D.C., that meant cherry blossoms. But D.C. is not the only place in this country to see gorgeous blooms. which may be a good thing because D.C. gets really crowded during cherry blossom season. You can always visit where cherry blossom festivals began. That would be Japan, but it's gotten crowded there, too. However, in an article by Travel Host magazine writer Lauren Welbank, she found six other places in the U.S. where you can see cherry blossoms this spring. Lauren, welcome aboard. I was surprised by some of the at least two of the cities you mentioned, St. Louis and Dallas.
Yes, I was shocked, too. And I was also very excited because I don't live in Washington, D.C., so I was pumped to see that there were so many other places you could head to see these beautiful blooms.
We're going to list those the several places you did in a moment, but how does one know when you should when the St. Louis blossoms will be out, when the D.C. ones will be out, when the Dallas, et cetera?
So just about every city that has some sort of cherry blossom festival or location where they highlight these blooms will have a tracker that lets you know, depending on the weather and the rainfall and the conditions in the area, when they're going to be at what's called peak bloom. And that's the time you want to come out because you're going to get to see the most flowers, the most color, and the best weather.
And do the cities we're going to mention actually celebrate their cherry blossoms, St. Louis and Dallas to begin with?
They do. They both have really nice areas where you can go and see the blooms. So, for example, St. Louis has a botanical garden that is really nice, and they have more than 200 cherry blossoms on display each year.
Ah, okay. Well, let me mention a couple others. Brooklyn, New York, is that in a set place, or is there a neighborhood for it?
Yes, that's also in the Brooklyn Botanical Garden,
okay.
And they also have hundreds of blooms there that you can go and see. And some of these places have a variety of different types as well, so you can get to see the cherry pink ones that you're used to and also the lighter pink blush ones that make really pretty contrast when you see them next to one another.
And then all the way across the country from Brooklyn, Portland, Oregon, surprisingly.
The Oregon one is one of my favorites because there's a spot there that you can actually sit in a cafe and have a drink and look at the cherry blossoms against the backdrop of the city. And it's supposed to be this great place for like reflecting and taking in the views. And it's great year round, even if you happen to miss the cherry blossoms.
A zen moment. Sounds very Portland, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
The other two are Macon, Georgia, and Waimea, Hawaii. Macon.
So Macon is actually considered one of the cherry blossom capitals of the world, and they have over 350,000 trees there. And their festival,
350,000.
And their festival is they go all out. They have a competition with like a beauty pageant where they crown somebody, Little Mr. and Miss Cherry Blossom pageant queen and king. And they do parades and they have all kinds of events that happen during their festival.
Waimea has a festival as well?
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yes. And that one, think about having beach views in Hawaii while also getting to check out these flowers.
Well, as a longtime Washington, D.C. resident who always enjoyed watching the folks who were going to do the cherry blossom parade try to figure out exactly what week it was going to be for fear people would come the wrong week. I'm just astounded at this list. Thank you for making it. And you can find Lauren's list and descriptions of the seven places in the U.S. for ideal cherry blossom viewing by going to travelhost.com. And then you find that little magnifying glass in the upper right-hand corner of the screen, the home screen. And just type in cherry blossoms and scroll down a couple articles, and there's her. There's where you'll find her article. Lauren Welbank, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Well, I'm just astounded. I had no idea there were cherry blossom festivals anywhere other than Washington, and certainly not 350,000 trees anywhere. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, our two-hour extravaganza is quickly coming to a close, folks, and as Mary and I reconnect with you from the New York City area, we're going to spend these final few minutes of today's broadcast discussing food allergies and travel. But first, we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/care.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life, and it's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. You can experience that same level of quality sleep at home, home as our friends at helixsleep.com/Carrie, well, they're offering all of our listeners 27% off site-wide.
Sleeping on an old, worn-out mattress thinking it's okay? It's not, folks. Instead, make this move today and do something that will actually improve your quality of life. Helix manufactures their mattresses right here in the USA. They ship directly from their facility to your door. They offer a 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee, so you got nothing to lose. Go take their 2-minute sleep quiz to find the perfect mattress for your sleep needs. You'll save 27% at helixsleep.com/Carrie or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Traveling with food allergies or medically necessary dietary restrictions is rarely a straightforward line. We did it for years with one of our sons, and it's not easy, but planning ahead, well, it really helps. Tracy Stuckrath founded Thrive, a company that equips hospitality businesses with the training to manage this successfully for guests, and here she is now on that show hotline.
Hello, Tracy. Thanks for checking in with us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, really looking forward to this conversation. You know, as Mary mentioned, this is a topic we know all too well. One of our sons has acute food allergies and asthma pretty much, you know, since birth. I never wanted to bubble him, and we certainly haven't. Mary and I have agreed on that since he was very young. Today, he's very well adjusted. He has traveled to so many places around the world. But we've often found that European or Canadian restaurants in our travels do a far better job at understanding the severity of his food allergies as compared to what we've encountered here in the U.S. many times, or even in our home city of New York. So give us an idea what kind of organizations that you work with and what your company can provide in the realm of food allergy education.
Yeah, my background is event planning, so I focus really a lot on hotels and convention centers and event professionals who are planning incentive trips or corporate and association. And I help them design menus that meet the needs of all of their attendees, whether they have a food allergy or not. And just touching back on your Europe comment, Europe is ahead of us in the United States because in 2014, they actually instituted a law that requires the labeling of the top 14 allergens. And so every country in the EU plus now the UK have to label for the top 14 allergens on any kind of menu that is food service provides.
Tracy, we're very grateful for what you're doing out there for the food allergy community, for sure. And I can't help but think, as Robert just mentioned, our own personal experiences. So I have a question for you. You mentioned that you design menus, whether people have food allergies or not, but let's talk hidden ingredients. We had a situation in Italy at an elite hotel where they missed a hidden ingredient in bacon. And it caused a really severe reaction. They had to go back and pull the full ingredient list. How common is that? And do you educate on the perils of hidden ingredients?
100%, because that's actually what causes most allergic reactions, is the ingredients that you don't see. And it's important to dig down and actually look at, as a planner, and what I do for my clients is look at those ingredients and get the ingredient list from the manufacturers, because sometimes that label is thrown away from that hotel or convention center or restaurant. And so it's really important to make sure that all of those ingredients are checked thoroughly.
Well,
and those hidden ones, you can't tell from looking at a dish sometimes.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I know, Mary, I was thinking about, we were at Ritz-Carlton once in Lake Tahoe, and they went to get some brown sugar, and it came into the hotel in large vats.
Yep.
And they used a scoop that they used for baking flour, which
so
clearly
was,
had wheat.
Right.
Major cross-contamination. It was a huge issue.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of issues.
Yeah.
But I do want to go this direction with you, because the number of people with food allergies has increased dramatically over the last 25 years, for sure. So let's talk about the events and catering space that you know well. Our experience suggests that's still a weak spot out there. Any thoughts on what you're seeing?
Oh, it's still a weak spot, unfortunately. And it depends on what chef you get. I was actually just chatting with chefs at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, and their chef provided me a grid of every single allergen or every single menu item and all of the allergens and ingredients in it. And I'm like, this is what everybody needs to do. In the States, California has just passed a law, so any food service company that has more than 20 locations must now label for the top 9 allergens. And New Jersey and Maryland are in the process of instituting the same kind of law. So I think it's coming here in the States, but it depends on where you go and what chef you get,
Tracy,
unfortunately.
If there was one thing you'd like to see in place, we have about a minute left, one thing you'd like to see, whether it's better standards, better staffing education, what would you select?
I would want both of those things 100%, better labeling and better understanding, as well as better training. Because the server is the person that's facing that guest, not the chef, and the server can't do their job well if they're not educated by the chef and what they're serving. So I think it's across the board, knowing what you're serving.
Tracy, I agree with you on that.
That's where the breakdowns happen. I agree with you.
Montreal.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was sorbet, and they used an ice cream scooper. I mean, I could go on and on with all the things we've encountered over the years. And just having some level of consistency in food allergy standards out there is so important.
Mm-hmm. Important work you're doing, Tracy.
We appreciate that. Tracy, nice connecting with you today. Folks, you can find more information with Tracy's company and interact with her yourself if you'd like. ThriveMeetings.com, ThriveMeetings.com. Have a great weekend, Tracy.
Thanks, you too, Robert.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there's a subject, Mary, you and I are clearly very passionate about, and she's doing some good work there. So a sincere thanks to all of you for being part of today's live national broadcast, everyone. Until you hear my voice again out there across our national airwaves when we return next Saturday, March 14th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks, most importantly, to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.